our daily biological clock. I'm Bob Hirschhorn, and this is Science Update. A transatlantic flight can throw your internal clock for a loop, giving you a serious case of jet lag. Elliot Alber is a researcher at Georgia State University, and his colleagues are trying to figure out just how that internal timepiece works.
When an animal or a plant is in an environment where there are no time cues, then the clock's day length is not 24 hours, but rather is longer or shorter than 24 hours. Now, the reason that plants and animals and people live 24-hour days is because they are synchronized by the 24-hour light-dark cycle. The clock is reset on a daily basis so that it matches 24 hours. And what we're interested in is the neurochemical signals that serve to keep that clock synchronized with the environment.
So far, they've found two brain chemicals, glutamate and GABA, that reset the clock. But Alber says other chemicals routinely influence it as well.
It's a complicated sort of soup of information. And so what we're trying to do is understand how these different signals interact to produce the kinds of rhythms that one sees in nature.
He says their work could eventually help shift workers and globetrotters and lead to better treatments for illnesses caused by a body clock that's gone cuckoo. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirschhorn.